Hey, we're off and running. Once again, we're back at Sam Houston Race Park. Let's have some fun today. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master, back in studio, keeping us on air. Out here is he whose name we will not speak. Or Voldemort, however you want to approach it. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Li Football. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Friday, so hopefully everybody's in a great mood. I damn sure am. There's not a better place in the world for me. I love it out here. As you know, I haven't had the best of weeks. And
yeah.
Today kind of sucked because I had to stand. You know how I love standing in line. I had to stand in line for an hour to get registration for that other vehicle so that I could drive it legally. Well, I come out here, and it is like coming home. Running to all my old friends, and it's just everything changes. I'm just in a better mood the second I walk into Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing begins tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun, going to be a great meet. We're going to be out here a lot. Even the fact that Rich Lord's in the building doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
That's how excited I am.
Look at you. You're a gentleman, Fred.
I don't know about a gentleman, but just happy to be here. Could not be in a better mood, and it's a great card tonight if you want to come out. Live racing, they got all the legal stuff squared away, so you can come out here and bet on the ponies, man. It's going to be great. So a few things I wanted to mention. You know, a lot of people keep asking me, I'm going out for the first time, what do I do? Man, download that audiobook. If you've never been, it's only an hour and a half, so it's real easy. All you have to do is you just sign, you know, pick it up, listen to it, and you'll find out that, hey, you know what, I can do this. This is easy, and you can make a lot of money. It'll be a lot of fun. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in today. 713-780-3776 is your number. And I think the best way to get us is via the text line or Twitter. That's the best thing because it's kind of hard to take phone calls while we're on location. What's going on with you today, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man.
Yeah?
I'm kind of glad the week is coming to an end myself. I'm tired of driving to the office. This was nice because it's not too far from the house, and I'm going to Humble for fights after the show, and that cuts my drive time down. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you like to hear that.
I got a workout in today.
Yeah.
And it was refreshing. I actually did cardio, which I hate to do, but I feel good now, Fred.
Thank you
for asking about me.
I am hoping to get back into the gym tomorrow.
That's
my plan. I'm still got a little soreness and everything, but I think it's time to kind of ignore that and get
power going. Through.
Exactly, man. Because
that's what I like about you, Fred. You're a soldier.
Not really, but I can't afford to miss any more training time. What's happened in the sports world today, man?
Not a lot, actually. I guess we found out about the Steelers. It looks like Antonio Brown is out.
Yeah, that's a big loss for them.
Not really a surprise. D'Angelo Williams also out. And Ben Roethlisberger, game time decision.
Yeah, I think Ben will play, but without those two weapons,
I don't know if it matters.
Yeah, and it's disappointing because I feel like Pittsburgh is a better team, but not when they're this beat up. And I don't see a lot of scenarios where they can go in there and win without those guys. I just don't know that their defense can take enough advantage of, you know, Peyton Manning to be able to to get points, which you're going to have to do.
I don't know if I think Pittsburgh's a better team, because I feel like, I mean, as I could see why you would say that. I think Denver is one of the best defensive teams in the league.
Well, Pittsburgh is one of the best.
Pittsburgh is one of the best offensive teams. I would say Denver is above average if Peyton Manning is playing well. Offense, I think Pittsburgh's defense is bad. I've thought it all year. I mean, it's going to take a really poor performance by Peyton Manning with all the problems that Pittsburgh is having. It's going to take a really poor Peyton Manning performance for them to lose, I think.
And, you know, that can happen. But
it's not out of the question.
No, but I think if they were healthy, I think you'd see the same thing you saw when these teams met the first time, which is Pittsburgh beat them. And I don't think this is the same team going in there, and I don't feel good about them. And really, I'm not at all sold on the Broncos, but I do think that they've got too much at home for these guys to be able to win.
I mean, we say if they were healthy. Let's also remember that Brock Osweiler played for the Broncos when the Steelers beat him.
But he's played better than Peyton Manning too.
Okay, well we're assuming. I mean, Peyton Manning missed what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks. We have to assume that he's come back in some sort of better condition, health wise, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he had the whole offseason and he didn't come back looking very good at the beginning of the year.
Okay,
so I mean, I think you're looking at that Chargers game and going, "Oh, he's back," and I'm looking at it and going,
You're going, it's the Chargers defense?
It's the Chargers defense.
Because guess what? The Steelers defense is about the same.
I think they're better than the Chargers.
I don't.
By much.
Especially in the secondary.
But I honestly thought he looked good in that game, but it's not something that I'm not that blown away by him. And frankly, I don't know what Peyton's going to show up. If good Peyton shows up, yeah, they're going to win the game easy. And I think they're going to win the game anyway, even if he comes in and plays crappy. Because I just don't think the Steelers have enough.
Well,
but we'll see.
Without those guys, it's definitely an uphill climb.
Yeah, but I'll stand by what I'm saying. I think the Steelers are a better football team, but not without Antonio Brown, not without D'Angelo Williams. I mean, that's just too much. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 to Texas, and happy to take your calls. So he asked, is Pac-Man Jones going to apologize now? Very. I guess he said if he misses the game, he'll apologize. Probably not.
No. I'm guessing they mean Vontaze Burfict.
Was it Burfict that said that? I thought it was Pac-Man.
And what would Pac-Man apologize for?
I remember reading the story that Pac-Man said that he's the one that said he was faking it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and that he would apologize if he actually sat out. So, okay.
And our boy Red McCombs has said that he's ready. He's ready for those Oakland Raiders in San Antonio. The ball is rolling. He's 88 years old.
If the Raiders, he'll never see him.
This is
he'll
the last chance for him to get that team to the to San Antonio, because if they don't do it now, it's never going to happen, at least not in his lifetime.
No, I don't think so.
But he wants to do it. The Davis family, Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, he owns land in San Antonio where he could build a stadium. McComb said San Antonio has several locations that would work to build a stadium, and he's got 12 corporate sponsors lined up with serious commitments. Well, now he's got to convince Davis to move him to Texas. But man, listen, if I'm the Raiders, you play in the worst stadium in the NFL. Can you think of one that's worse?
I don't know if I can think one that's worse. I think there's some that are in the ballpark for being as bad.
I mean, you share it with the Oakland A's.
Right.
When you play, half your field is the infield of a baseball diamond, which is terrible just aesthetically. I don't know how many stories I've heard about the locker rooms backing up with sewage.
It's
you
bad.
You want to get out of that thing at all costs. San Antonio, in my opinion, is a better market to be in than Oakland.
Oh, I agree.
I don't see what the downfall is. I mean, I think if you couldn't get into L.A., which obviously L.A. would have been the best scenario for them, but that didn't work out. Dude, man, get out of there.
Yeah,
You've got a chance. Get out of there.
I'm with you. I mean, I think I believe that it just makes sense, and there's got to be, and not just San Antonio, there's got to be five other better markets than Oakland right now.
Well, here's what's appealing about San Antonio. Not only would they, or, I mean, obviously they're talking about committing to building a new stadium, which is ideal, but the stadium that you would play in until that stadium got built is better than the stadium you're in now. And the Alamo Dome's nothing special.
No, the Alamo Dome is, frankly, it's obsolete.
Yeah, it's a cookie cutter, and it is no longer up to NFL standards. But I would rather play in the Alamo Dome than Oakland Alameda.
I would too.
I don't see why.
All right, there's college stadiums I'd rather play in than that.
No, including one right up the road in Austin.
Yeah,
I mean there is. To me, there's no reason for the Raiders not to pull the trigger on that. And I know they. I mean, we've talked about how it's going to be difficult to pull Cowboy fans off. Let me tell you. I mean, when there's a team in your backyard that you can go see, that'll draw some attention, first of all, and secondly, you already play in a place where you're second fiddle in that town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The 49ers are always going to be the more popular team. I mean, and the more respected team. The 49ers got a stadium built.
Yeah.
The Raiders can't.
Yeah, and I think where the Raiders probably made a mistake was not partnering up with San Francisco when they had a chance and getting in that stadium. But you know what? It's still, to me, better to have your own stadium in another place.
I think so, too, man.
RG2 says McNair and Jones don't want it and won't allow it.
Jerry Jones doesn't run the world. I mean, he's got one vote.
Those two guys have stroke, but honestly, if you go back and look at the history of franchises moving, it doesn't matter whether the NFL approves it or not. And Al Davis beat them in court. They can do. If somebody wants to move there, they can do it.
Yeah.
So, and those guys can oppose it all they want. It's not going to matter. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. Apparently Pac-Man already apologized, so good for him. We don't have to mention Pac-Man Jones again until next year unless he gets into trouble off the field. All right, we got a lot to get to today, and we will. Lamont says, listening back to the Bortles versus Hoyer discussion, still in disbelief. Well, fine. I don't care whether you believe it or not. I'm sorry that I don't think they'd necessarily be better with Blake freaking Bortles. That was the point. If they'd had him, I don't think it made any difference this year.
We disagree on that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And that's cool. But disbelieve all you want. It's the truth. It's my opinion versus his opinion versus your opinion versus anybody else's. So if you can't believe that, I'm not really sure what to tell you.
Lamont, don't get too worried. This is just another example of me being right. And you're on the right side of this.
That's
congratulations.
It's nice. Well, you're not right, but that's okay. You've been right once, I think, in the last year.
Oh, come on.
I think you're right about Khalil Mack, that maybe the Texans should have considered that a little stronger, that he was going to be the best player in that draft.
All right.
I'll give you that. So that's about it. I can't think of anything else.
That's my one. That's
my
one.
You get one.
Grace.
That's all right.
I'll take it.
So anyway.
Jung, I need you. Tell our interns to start writing down everything that I say and then going back and checking it later. I want a running log of every opinion that I have on every player. And every year, like every anniversary of my statement, I want them to go back and fact check to see if it's still holding true.
See, I give you credit when you're right. Just like I give you credit when you gave up on Cam Newton after year two and said he was going to be a complete bust.
I didn't give up on him.
Yeah, you did.
But I didn't like him.
No,
I still don't
really
like him.
You were very, very strong about that.
No, I said I wouldn't have paid him the money that they paid
him. Yeah, well, you said that this year, but the second year you said you'd get rid of the guy.
No.
Yes, you did.
Fred, when have I ever said get rid of a first-round pick after or the number one overall pick after 2 years?
You did with him.
I've never in my life said that. There's zero chance.
You did with him.
No
yes.
way.
Yes, you did. Hey, like I said, if I'm going to give you credit for being right, I'm
going
to tell you the ones you're wrong about. Hey, you're right about Carson Palmer is actually playing great. You're finally right about him.
Fred, the people who say get rid of a guy after 2 years are the same people that when they say get rid of Jadeveon Clowney, I say it's impossible to get rid of him. So why would I say that?
You were pretty anti-Cam, I'll just tell you. You said the guy was never going to be a winner. He wasn't worth that pick. He was going to be a bust.
Okay. I didn't say get rid of him, though.
Well, I asked you what you would do. You said,
I said I wouldn't have paid him this money, yeah.
Well, okay.
So, I was wrong.
All right. That's cool.
But I'm not saying cut the number one guy after 2 years. I'm not a lunatic. Fred.
Okay.
If you're gonna
you kind of are a
if you're gonna discredit me, at least discredit me properly. What do we got going on here, John?
My computer
Oh, all right. I've been telling you guys about mycomputercareer.edu because I know some of you are stuck in jobs that you're not really happy with, and we're men of the people, if nothing else. We're trying to help you get out of those situations. Mycomputercareer.edu is a great place to start. If you're working too many hours or you're not making the money you should be making, ask yourself, how many people do you know who are working in the computer industry? And all those guys are making good money. Everybody in the IT field is making good money because there's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing job industries in the country. Place to go get those skills is mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. Tons of companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get those jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification, and you can get those at My Computer Career. Listen, obviously going back to school is going to help you out in your career. But you might be saying, I don't have time for that. I've got bills to pay. It's going to take too long. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I had the right horse, but the wrong one. We're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Had to rush over to get a bet in here on next race at Fairgrounds. So barely made it back in time. Did not hit my race at Oaklawn. My horse did run second. But
you're off to a bad. He ran second?
He ran second, but I didn't have the horse that won. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I had him tied to a bunch of other stuff in the trifectas. So.
All right.
It's day one. We'll get there. All kidding aside, when you have opinions on hypotheticals, sometimes there's right, sometimes there's wrong, sometimes there's. I mean, there's no way to quantify whether or not the Texans would be better if Blake Bortles were their quarterback.
No.
And when you have opinions, which we do, I mean, that's part of the show, you're going to be wrong sometimes. You're going to be right a lot, too. And, you know, that goes for anybody that has those discussions. But if it comes back, well, what if they had drafted this guy? Whenever you play the what-if game, you have no clue. Because realistically, if you look at it right now and say, well, what if the Texans had had the Raiders draft that year instead of the draft they had? Would they be better off? Yeah. Right now, they would. Will they be in a year? I don't know. But as of today, when we're talking about it, which is kind of how it started, would they be better off with Khalil Mack and Derek Carr than Suofilo and Jadeveon Clowney? Well, yeah. I mean, those two guys. But you never know. I mean, does Derek Carr develop the same way here? Does Khalil Mack? Maybe.
Who knows?
Is Clowney healthier somewhere else where he's not playing on that garbage turf that they had?
I'm sure he would have loved that.
I don't know. I mean, again, but. Yeah, you know, that's why people who, you know, I know that a lot of people like to say everything is 100% right or 100% wrong, and that's just the way we live in. And especially after you guys watched all the debates last night, you're probably in that mindset. And that's just not how it is in reality. Man, I got to tell you, I tuned out of those about 30 minutes in. I've heard everything now that I need to hear from all these guys.
I didn't watch any of it. In fact, I watched a little bit of Rand Paul's Periscope that he did because he boycotted doing the small debate, like the kids' table debate, and just had his own Q&A through Twitter and Periscope, and I actually watched that for a little while. But, yeah, I'm done watching these debates. I already know everything I need to know about these candidates.
Yeah, and I think it really missed having him on stage because he's at least got a different perspective on some things. All these guys were saying the exact same thing. And they were doing a lot of the let's tear each other up, and that's not going to work when you get to the general election because people have already seen what knuckleheads you are because of the things that they get into fights over. I thought it was the last one I enjoyed because I thought they got into some really good topics when it came to especially foreign policy. Last night was just ugh. I'm like watching this, going, man, I'm going to play Xbox or something. This is just a waste of my life. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. We'll get to all the games, too, by the way, because we'll break those down. But if you're coming out the track, you've never been, and, by the way, we've already had a really big day with people picking up the audio version of Acing Racing yesterday. Thank you for that. I would just say if you're coming out here for the first time and you want to learn how to play, just download that sucker. You can do it in an hour and a half. Somebody invites you out on Saturday night, you can listen to it and know what you're talking about. And it's very easy. Downloads to every device, and people are responding well to it. So it's a cool thing. And there's still plenty of football to bet on and basketball and everything else. And we got another one for that, too. So just go to GuyMediaPublishing.com. All kinds of cool stuff. Jim Caldwell sticking around.
Yeah.
Surprised?
Yes. Are you not?
I'm not really surprised. I think when you look at the team, and again, the instant reaction is, oh, they started off terrible and they missed the playoffs.
They did have a strong finish, though. You're right.
They finished well. This is a team that's a year removed from making the playoffs and really being one play away from advancing in the playoffs. And I thought it was a legitimate Super Bowl contender last year. And when you kind of add all that up, the loss of Ndamukong Suh and some other key players on that defense, it took him a while to adjust to that. I'm not surprised that he gets another year. The one thing that surprises me about it is new general manager. Usually those guys want their own people.
I'm curious what they're going to do with Calvin Johnson, what they're going to do with Matt Stafford, what the future is like for that team.
Well, and if Calvin Johnson was talking retirement at the end of the season, which I'm not sure I buy, but if they lose that guy, you're looking at a very different type team.
No doubt.
Now, he hasn't been the same Calvin Johnson the last couple of years, and injuries have had something to do with that. But
he's still better than most guys.
On one leg, I'll take Calvin Johnson over 99% of the guys in the league.
Yep.
But I assume they'll keep Matt Stafford. I assume they'll keep one of them because that's two pretty hefty contracts, and I would bet that Stafford would be the one that comes back because it's still harder to find a quarterback. And yeah, I still think the guy can play. Like I said, they're a year removed from a really good season. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. The Bear Jew asked, did you post your Examiner article for tonight's race? No, I did not because not enough people said they wanted those picks. And I mentioned this yesterday. It's a pain in the ass to do those on
Examiner.
On Examiner, you know, from doing fantasy rankings.
Yeah, that's why I don't do fantasy rankings there anymore.
Yeah.
They make it as difficult as they can to get you hits.
Yeah.
And, like, when I was doing those fantasy things, I was the number one sports writer in Houston,
but throughout the whole thing.
And then they were like, you can't do it this way anymore, so I don't do it anymore.
But what I will say is the free tip sheet that they do here out at the track is available at shrp.com. If you just go to racing and click on tip sheet, it has my picks, so you can get them that way. I may revisit it at some point, but as of now, just not enough people are interested for me to go through because I have to reformat everything to do them, and it is a significant amount of work, which I'm not opposed to doing if people actually want it, but not enough people expressed interest. So, in fact, you're the first. So, when I look at all these coaching changes, the only one that I look at and say, you know, I really like this hire is Hugh Jackson. I just hate that it's Cleveland because I wonder if there's any way that franchise can succeed with that owner. And I know it can happen because Bill Bidwell was the worst owner in the NFL and got out of the way, finally. Cardinals go to the Super Bowl. So it can happen, and that's turned into a pretty good organization because they hired good people and he got out of the way. Until Jimmy Haslam can do that, maybe he's hired good people. I don't know. But until he can do that, I got to worry about that whole situation, especially when they're bringing in analytics guys and baseball guys. It just seems like they're throwing crap against the wall and hoping it works. But that's the one guy that I think that I look at and I say, you know what, I think he can make that team better. I just don't know that it's going to make much of a difference.
Yeah, much better. What's their ceiling?
Yeah, well, maybe 8-8.
Right.
So Frobius really wants to know what will happen if the Republicans broker their convention. Lamont says it's a three-man race now. Should have just trimmed the fat before they come to Houston. I agree. I think that's part of it. And you know, if I have to hear Ben Carson say, oh, I'm surprised you came to me one more time, they have to get that field down and get it down to where we're actually hearing the people talk about what their beliefs. But I think it's hurting the party. I really do.
I've got good news, Fred.
You do?
Yeah. We're making a change in how the promo table is set up during the break.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. We're moving them.
Yeah.
They don't know it yet, but their whole table is moving during the break.
They're creeping us. They're crowding us a little bit.
Congratulations, ladies. Your table's being moved during this break.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Out here at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night. And also, before we do that, I want to thank Disco Biscuit for dropping off some beer for us today.
Oh, yes.
She was very happy to have won the Bellator tickets, so that was her thank you.
Nice.
She brought us some beer. John, there should be a nice little six-pack of our car for you, so you should be well set.
Can we talk about the decision that the city of Houston, or maybe not the city of Houston, the Houston Super Bowl committee, I guess I should say, has chosen as their mascot? And the shame that it's bringing to our great city and our people.
We can do that.
Shame.
I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen this thing, Fred?
Yes, I have.
I don't know what his. His name is TD, which is super creative. And he is he has a head that is a football.
Which is even bigger than your head on the picture.
Yeah. And he's wearing a football-shaped helmet and a football uniform with a belt buckle that is the shape of Texas. He has laces which make up sort of a nose, and he has a smile. And it is the stupidest thing I think they could have come up with. And that is the mascot.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Dora the Explorer. And I hate her because her name doesn't rhyme. But that's what it looks like. It looks like a football Dora the Explorer that had sex with us Pokemon, and this is what we get.
If you go to HOUSuperBowl.com, you'll see a thing called Our Mascot. And it says, here's some things about TD. Birthplace, Houston, Texas, of course. Age, this ain't his first rodeo.
Really?
Height, weight, Texas sized. His favorite color, Houston red, steel gray, and starlight silver.
So he lives in Montrose.
Yeah. His favorite song, Deep in the Heart of Texas, and It's Football Time in Houston. His favorite food is barbecue, fajitas, and sushi.
What?
Yeah.
What?
His favorite activities are football, Houston's food scene, and the arts. So this thing that has a football head is really into the fine arts. That makes a lot of sense. His dream car? A truck, of course. His dream job? Astronaut quarterback. And this is the thing that pisses me off the most. Three words to describe you. Friendly, fun, and full of Houston hospitality. That's way more than three. Way more than three words. Like, what are you doing? How about friendly, fun, football?
That would work. I'm not good at math, but...
Even if you just go full of Houston hospitality, that's too many words. And so, and first of all, listen, it's not like I'm pretending like there's some sort of writer sitting down with this football head monster to discuss what its favorite his favorite car is. But when they write this and they say, okay, let's have three words to describe him, like why don't they just say, describe yourself in, you know, in a few words. Don't say three words to describe you and leave it like that and then have it be, you know, eight words, seven words. I just don't understand it. I'm already ashamed of this. This whole project is embarrassing.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why do we need a mascot for the Super Bowl?
I think they all have to have a stupid mascot. I don't understand.
I get
why.
It for the Olympics. The only one that was worth a damn was Snowflake in Blades of Glory. They got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Who's a national treasure in Montreal. But why do we need this? Is this they're going to sell these things to little kids? Is that what it is?
I'm sure. Is he going to be out in front of NRG spinning signs? I hope so.
Probably.
But then where will the anti-homosexual and anti-abortion church groups set up to yell at people on their way into the stadium? I don't know. I don't know if there's enough room for all of that. Because, you know, that's going to have to be there for sure.
Yeah. Somebody said I thought it looked like Mr. Hankey from South Park.
It's stupid. This whole thing is stupid.
Why on earth? I don't see the point of having one, but really, do you have to like throw every possible cliche in there when not his first rodeo?
Oh, it's just terrible.
Shame.
And you know, somebody put all that up. Thought, man, this is really good.
Yeah, we're so clever.
Yeah, look at us.
I've got an idea. Let's make a football, and then dress him up like a football player. And they're like, you know what? I bet no one's ever thought of that before. That's a really clever idea, and that's going to represent the city of Houston well. And then they did it, and they said he likes trucks and fine art. I hate the mascot. I hate him.
I hate to break it to you. Trucks and fine art don't really go together.
No.
As
Houston's food scene. A football is really into Houston's food scene.
Oh, my goodness. This is well, okay. Thank you for that, whoever.
They would have been so much better off not even putting a bio because, there's nothing they could have wrote that I wouldn't be making fun of right now. Let's just make that clear.
Right, right.
But they could have been way less dumb about it, I feel. And there's no mascot that they could have come up with that would have escaped my wrath either. But this is about as bad as it can get. This is like a third grade contest to come up with who should be the mascot of the Super Bowl when it comes to town next year. And a bunch of kids drew on pieces of paper, and this is the one they picked. Its nose is football laces, Fred, and it has a smile and eyes.
It's cute, AJ.
It's not cute. It's stupid. It's very stupid, and I'm already embarrassed. Because next year, you know, we go to these other cities every year, and next year people are going to look at us as the host city. And all these other radio guys from around the country are going to be, hey, what's up with that mascot?
Yeah,
huh?
And you know what they do is at Radio Row they have a booth for next year's city. So there's going to be one this year.
That mascot is going to be there probably.
And he's going to be – yeah, he probably is. And he's probably not going to be upset. Or he's probably going to be upset with us for
– I don't care.
What we said. But
I don't care.
I would like to talk to him mascot to mascot and have a discussion about it.
I hope he goes into Oakland at night and is
Violated
by gang members there. Or he goes into San Francisco and is violated in a different way through his air hole.
Yeah, well, that's the same bleep who thought of the mascot as the same one in a stadium with the sign Houston, we have a problem. Well, unfortunately, which I you know how I feel about that. But I think we kind of do with this mascot. This is a little bit embarrassing. You know the worst part? Somebody got paid an awful lot of money to come up with this
concept.
There's
like probably a firm who came up with this.
Yeah.
A design firm came up with this.
Well, congratulations, design firm. And I'm sure they all I've been in those kind of meetings where we're doing this and we're doing this and it's going to be great.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And whoever did is probably driving around going, how can they not like TD?
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
TD sucks. Whoever did that. You suck.
All right, somebody points out since he's a Super Bowl mascot, he's an STD. I see what you did there, sir.
I see that.
Well played, well played. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Reminds me of the one I love.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Probably best to reach us via the text line or Twitter. Yeah, I'm glad you're playing that, John, because that's the one thing I didn't get to. How can you have two favorite songs?
I don't get it either.
So we've got more than one. It was, well, it's supposed to be three things. It's more than that. We're supposed to have a favorite song, and he gets two.
Yeah.
Somebody suggested, why not just call him JJ and throw JJ Watt out there as a mascot?
Good call.
That's a much better one. And enough people dislike JJ now anyway that around the country that would be perfect.
I also feel like he kind of he has a hard time understanding what the word favorite means. Like, if I say, what's your favorite food, I don't want a list of all the different kind of foods you like. I want to know what your favorite is. If I say, what's your favorite color, there's no need for three.
Right.
There's one.
Right.
That's what that question means. What
it's not what's your favorite colors. No. It's not what's your favorite foods.
Yeah. Just tell me what your favorite food is. Tell me what your favorite color is. You know what? Don't even tell me that. I don't want to know. You're a football head mascot. This whole thing is stupid.
How about this?
Who took the time to interview him?
Whoever came up with this idea.
God.
I'm sorry.
I hope they decide, like, they're like, oh, you know what? I hope somebody with that organization is listening to this, with that Houston Super Bowl organization is listening and going, you know what? Maybe we should have further discussion about this. Maybe this isn't the answer.
No, I bet what's happening is they're going, well, they're not our target audience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, nobody who listens to this station is interested in things like the Super Bowl. Not at all. Or things, especially things relating to the city of Houston. Our audience doesn't care about things like that.
Plus, it's just the most unbelievably pandering thing to include stuff like sushi on there and the arts. It's like, oh, let's not ignore that segment of the society.
Yeah.
Really? There's like 50 of you that go to all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of us drink beer and watch football, which I kind of thought that's what the Super Bowl was. I could be wrong. Football and beer, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much it. Oh, this is a stain upon all of us.
I'm telling you. It's not good.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, you know, people of Houston should rise up against this. You take every stereotype, and then you're adding stuff in there to make it look like, oh no, we're inclusive.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Gary says, if anyone is on the fence about Fred's book, buy it. Don't think about it, just buy it. Well worth it. Plus, we always had a blast at the track. Of course, he moved to West Texas, so he's not here tonight. I would just say, there are people asking if the print version is still available. You can get it on Amazon.com. I don't have any more. I've had a couple people ask me. If enough people want them and are coming out to the track this meet, I'll order another round of them. But, yeah, I think the audiobook is kind of the focus now because it's been updated and there's a lot of new stuff. So, 713-780-ESPN. Dustin says, you know they're going to make a comic book featuring that mascot and Toro hanging out.
Yeah.
See, I'd like to see that fight because I think Toro would beat his ass.
Probably.
Yeah, Toro at least is he's a furry bull, but he's a bull. I think that's going to beat Dora the Explorer pretty much every time. Just my opinion. Man. We don't even need this. We don't even need a mascot for the Super Bowl. Come on. Just let Toro do double duty. He's not going to be there for the game. We know that. So why not? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, people are diving all out. People said we should have a Blitz mascot competition, and he says poker chips in one hand, beer in the other with a cigar in his mouth. That would be a much more effective mascot.
Yeah.
You could celebrate all the great local brews we have. That beer could have labels from everybody, Carbach and Buffalo Bayou and Eighth Wonder, No Label, and all the great breweries we have.
That wouldn't work, though. They're sponsored, corporate sponsors.
Oh, that's right. They have those big.
They could have done like they could have done something like where the head is the Astrodome. That would have been a nice.
And the rest of the body is NRG.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I don't know how you sell that to kids.
Well,
I don't know. I used to have like a little toy Astrodome when I was a kid. That might be cool.
Because then at least like with the side of the Astrodome, you could force a smile out of that thing, and you could have like two rats crawling out of the eyes, like really big rats.
A texter says, I do payroll for the committee. Should I leave them a note in their package?
Yeah, let them know.
Yeah.
They're blowing it.
Yeah, just say, you know what? You should not get your check this week because you created that thing. For that very reason, you should not get paid. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Edgar wants to know, how do you get tickets to the Super Bowl? I'm not really sure, even. I mean,
basically,
you're buying them secondary unless you're a season ticket holder.
And not all the season ticket holders get them. The way it works is there's a certain amount set aside for all the players in the league, for certain corporations, for all the guys who spend money. So those are already gone. There's a lottery for season ticket holders to get in. And then usually the best way to get them is you're just going to have to pay premium price from scalpers, because a lot of players and a lot of those people sell them to scalpers who then sell them for a higher price.
And the best thing you can hope for is it's two teams from markets where it's not sexy.
Right. If the Patriots are in that Super Bowl,
good luck.
Yeah. You're not going to get tickets. Or the Packers, somebody like that.
Yep.
I would guess if you get
I think even Broncos is probably
Broncos,
bad
yeah,
news.
Broncos has Broncos have a huge following.
You want teams that don't have big national followings. And I know this
so
is
I think
sad.
You're down to Panthers and
well, it's
Chiefs.
Next year. So
oh, next well,
but like for instance, yeah, you'd be hoping that it's like Minnesota playing in the Super Bowl against Jacksonville. That would be ideal.
Actually, Minnesota still has a pretty decent following too. I remember one time they were here, and I was stunned at how many
okay.
Vikings
how about this?
Fans.
How about Lions versus Jags?
I don't
know, get it done?
That NFC North is kind of, I think all of them are kind of eh. I think they all have followings. It's not like the Packers, obviously,
yeah.
Or the Bears. But I think they all have followings. I think you're looking
there's
at.
There's actual good teams, though, like the Cardinals. The Cardinals
yeah,
won't
Cardinals,
be a hot ticket.
No, no. And that's.
Because like,
so root for the Cardinals because half their stadium's filled with Cowboys fans.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of teams in the NFC that are good teams that just don't have a huge national
followings. Here's one for you. Since it's next year, root for the Rams.
Oh, you could do that.
Because they're not exactly going. I mean, you know how L.A. is anyway. It's not like they're going to travel. They
no.
don't leave L.A.
That's true.
So that's the kind of team you would want. But the truth is, the more in demand, and if you get one of these premium teams like the Packers, the Steelers, these teams with huge followings that travel, the tickets are much more expensive.
Falcons might be a good choice.
Yeah, Falcons are a good choice. You think they'll turn it around next year?
That's a fan base that doesn't care that much.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So
that's what you're looking for, teams with fan bases that don't really care about their team.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm surprised, I have to admit, at how well Texans fan has traveled the last couple of years. I wouldn't have thought that was that much of a draw, but when they go on the road, they actually send a lot of fans. So... All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. In fact, I was in there today, and you already know my story. Lost 50 pounds with Quick Weight Loss, and I've had a lot of friends and listeners ask me, hey, man, how did you do it? And I said, well, went into Quick Weight Loss, and it worked great for me because what I wanted to do was get weight off so I could start working out again. That was basically it, and every time I'd go to the gym, I'd hurt myself. I'd pull something. So got the weight off, and now I'm healthier. I'm happier, and the great thing about Quick Weight Loss, you don't have to exercise while you're doing it. The program they set you up on, it's going to be tailored to you. You're going to get the weight off. You're going to look better. You're going to feel better. You're going to get in better clothes. And then, you know, if you want to do what I did, you're going to be able to jump right back into the weight room and get healthier. And it's so hard. And I know a lot of you guys work your butts off, man. You're working a lot of hours. You're sitting at that desk, and you never get a chance to get out. And suddenly you look up, and it's like, whoa, man, how did I look like this? And that's what happened to me. I looked at a picture. I'm like, how did this happen? It's like, well, because you're not doing anything. Well, Quick Weight Loss is going to help you. Right now, they've got a great deal for you. 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services guaranteed. They've been doing this for 28 years now. So that 6 weeks, $66, all weight loss services included, can really help you get the weight off. Kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. You get a free no-obligation consultation. All you have to do is drop by one of their 15 Houston locations. Visit quickweightlosscenter.com or call 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. So much left to do.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.